from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Jason Jones, our man right here.
Let's not feed into that. There's only one place to get a drink in SAC, or people or my colleagues will get on Twitter or X or whatever and take shots at Kenny, and then I got to come on here after y'all and insulted one of my colleagues.
I don't know why they take shots at me.
Wait, who you talking about Coffee Boy? Who are you talking about?
I don't even know who Coffee Boy is.
It's your boy Amin.
No, I'm talking about the Zach Harpers and the Jake.
Called the barista.
Yeah, that's the little barista. Yeah, there's Coffee.
I'm not even familiar with these. I just saw Zach in Vegas last week. So.
Deuces. No, it's fine. I don't want you to.
Please subscribe. Please subscribe.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate. I got this in Vegas last week. I got you one too. So
I don't know why. I don't need one. Although, like I mentioned, I don't have a problem with the Raiders. It's always the Raiders fans always hating on the Niners. I ain't got no issue with the Raiders. It's whatever.
In denial. I mean, you're such a L.A. like Raider guy, but then you get on the air and claim the other teams.
What are you talking about? This guy's just talking. He's just talking at this point.
You from a Niner game, or a Giants game, but we got proof that you were around at the Dodgers.
Yeah, I was at a Dodgers game in all my Giants gear. What's this guy talking about?
That's the picture I saw.
What picture you see?
What a picture.
You're in a Dodgers store looking mighty happy.
No, I definitely wasn't looking
it
happy.
It was similar to the Lakers mural that we have pictures
The one that I flicked off?
Wifey will co-sign on that. She probably took the picture.
She did. We have it. That's true. It's a true story. Jason shooting from the hip, as they say.
I'm done with the media, man.
I seen it on the internet.
The media is a joke.
The only time, Jason, when he's not LA is when it comes to Kendrick and Drake. Then he's Canadian.
What?
Right.
Yo, I got love for Kendrick. I got love for Drake. I'm like DeMar DeRozan. I said this last week. I'm like DeMar, man. I got love for Drake.
All
you know, with Kendrick,
like,
it's whatever.
Gravy on his fries all of a sudden. It's just amazing. He's like, more gravy, please.
Look, man, they always trying to divide us. No, I got love for Drake. I got love for Kendrick. Both of those dudes put out dope music, man. It's what it is. It's what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. If that helps
I can't really talk right now. I've been making fun of y'all about Bosa. Then my boy Max came
well.
I got to ask him where he was on January 6th now.
No, that is the underlying funny thing about that. For like 3 years, Raider fans have been making jokes about Bosa. And then I
was like, thanks a lot, Max. You didn't kill my momentum. Jerk. What the moment was I'm like?
Yo, that was crazy to just pop out with.
He just popped out on a Saturday. Killed my buzz and everything. I was like,
I didn't know that was going down that way.
I thought it was fake. And somebody was like, our Raiders beat writer sent it to me. He was like, Jay, no. I was like, what? This got to be fake. I was like, oh my God, it's real. And then you start seeing the mentions under it, like, true American. We love you, Max. I said, oh God. I said,
was it? He was at a fight with, right?
Yeah,
that's
UFC
where they were
fight,
together. They were at a fight.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I said, he can get all the Kobe tattoos he won. He can wear all the Louis and say that, you know, Devontae's his brother. You know, he remind, you know, he, I said, at least Nick popped out in college and told us from the jump and then deleted everything because he knew he was going to the Bay Area.
Now he's got special handshakes with every black player on the team.
There is,
they be treating him like LeBron on the Cavs.
Right.
God, I said, talk about killing your buzz. I was like, Max, come on. What are we doing, Max, on a Saturday?
Is the a right turn here, Casey mentioned LeBron in Cleveland. Is the criticism of Bronny fair? Like, it feels like, and I get it, it's getting, you know, ESPN treatment and get star graphic treatment and all of that stuff. But, like, every basket he makes or doesn't make or everything he does in a summer league game is so being hyper-analyzed and hyper-criticized by groups that love him and groups that hate him.
I think it's fair to criticize the Lakers. Mm. I'll start there because you gave the 55th pick a guaranteed deal, filling out your roster. All this talk about maybe they can get Gary Trent if they can move a guy. They couldn't move a guy, so now you lose out on a player who would have helped you this coming season when you could have got Bronny on a two-way. So, I also think that some of the criticism of him is honestly really aimed at his father.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bronny ain't done nothing but take the opportunity that they gave him. You know, and I mean, the whole idea he's not ready for the NBA. I ask people, when's the last time a guy picked that late in the draft was NBA ready? Is he? Of course, he's not NBA ready. So I think if you want to critique him as a player, that's fair. He's given us plenty to critique, but I think people aren't looking at it through the lens of a guy who almost went undrafted. They're looking at it through the lens of that's LeBron James' son, and like he was a top 10 pick. To me, that part isn't fair. I think if he was any other 55th pick, no one would care that he can't make a three because he was the 55th pick. And you figure he's going to be playing in the G League a lot anyway. But I do think there's a lack of perspective about him at this point where he's being treated like he was a lottery pick. And I'm like, anybody with sense knew, you know, that he was not going to set the world on fire. And I'm not saying that to say that he's going to be some great player. I'm just saying I didn't have these great expectations for him. And I think people are putting expectations on him that are probably unreasonable and unfair. And I think a lot of that is more about the Lakers and his dad than it really is about him.
I'm looking at the box score right now. Nobody cares that Isaiah Wong went 3-for-6 today with 7 points. Like, no, nobody's even thinking twice about that. Mm-hmm. But because of Bronny, you know, it's got to be an indictment on who he is as a player and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would say that was a great point by you, Jason, that once again isn't Bronny's fault, but it is Lakers' fault, is they didn't have to give him that contract as the 55th pick in the second round. Like, that's adding fuel to the fire. That's putting even more of a target on his back. What was it, like a 4-year deal, $9 million or something like that? 4 years
up to like 7.9 mil. Yeah. And like I said, for the Lakers, you know, they had a bunch of these, you know, minimum guys on first year deals last year with a player option. Mm-hmm. Usually the assumption is that the guy will play decent enough to opt out. Mm-hmm. All those Cam Reddish ain't opting out. Mm-hmm. He might be playing over there with Pat Bev if he opts out.
Mm-hmm.
So Christian Wood, he's not opting out. So you didn't have the roster spots you thought you were going to have. And by giving the 55th pick a guaranteed deal, you cost yourself Gary Trent Jr., who legit could have helped you. Maybe it won't matter. Maybe Max Christie takes the leap. But if you're talking about you've got a limited window with LeBron and AD to push, try to get a championship, Bronny ain't helping you win a championship.
Yeah.
You know, a veteran, if you could have got a veteran minimum guy like that, that would have helped you. And so I think to me, that's the real criticism should be of the Lakers front office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I'm like, don't be mad at Don't be mad at Bronny. Be mad at Rob Pelinka. Yeah. They made that call and gave him that contract, you know, and, you know, they said, well, Rich Paul said that he would only take this type of deal. Okay, well, you don't have to draft him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think in a lot of ways, with what Bronny is going through is 100% about his dad in the Lakers and not about him. And everything he does is going to be like, I mean, I've seen some bad summer league players. Mm-hmm. And rarely are
Yeah, you covered the Kings.
See, you said that. I wasn't even referring
to No, we knew. We were watching too. We know.
Yeah, and I wasn't just referring to the Kings. I'm just saying this in general. I've seen some very bad summer league play. It's not the best brand of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys trying to get jobs. You know, I don't care what plays you want to call. Guys are trying to get their job, whether it be the G League, overseas. You know, it's just not a great brand of basketball. The Lakers historically field terrible summer league teams. Outside of what, 27? I swear the Lakers just go on the street and say, hey, you want to play in summer league? I mean, they'll be like, hey, we got our draft pick and these 10 dudes who were playing pickup down at UNLV yesterday. Here's our summer league team. And, you know, so is he the worst player in some? People are talking about he's the worst player in summer league history. Like, no, he's
Come
not.
On,
like, calm
man.
Down. Like, there have been some, you know, but he's being judged like he was a lottery pick. Not like a guy who started, what, 12, 15 games and averaged 4 or 5 points. He's being judged like he's LeBron. And, you know, it was weird. I caught the part of the Houston game. He moves and walks and stuff like his dad. Mm-hmm. He is not his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He got all of his dad's mannerisms minus, like, you know, 8 inches of height.
Mm.
And, like, once-in-a-lifetime generational athleticism.
Yeah. Quick side note. As you saw, they did let Nick Saban in today to SEC Media Day. He got in there.
It was pretty funny they didn't let him in because he forgot his credential yesterday.
The greatest coach of all time couldn't get past security.
Yeah. He's like, hey, can I get in? No. Where's your badge, sir? I'm Nick Saban. I don't care who you. I picture,
sure you are, pal.
I picture that scene being like a black grandmother, like, sir, I don't care who you, what your name is. I'm not losing my job because you don't have a badge.
Right.
I'm going to need you to go talk to somebody and show me your badge next time. So I don't care who you are. I don't care how many championships you won. I'm not losing
You're
my
not
job
on this list.
I don't see you on here.
I hope the people at customs are that tough when it comes to letting Pat Bev back in the country.
Oh damn!
I hope they just let Pat Bev stay over there. Oh. Hey, congratulations, man! Go make that money. They made him an offer he can't refuse.
Well,
sure, pal.
They gave me everything I was looking for.
Yeah, which was a job. That's pretty much all that.
That was an actual offer. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a job. That's all I was looking for, and they offered it, so I took it. But okay.
Yeah, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. What were your other offers? That's beside the point.
That's on next week's
podcast. Oh, that was different. Yeah. So back to Bronny real quick, though. I do feel like a lot of people that criticize Bronny haven't really watched him play. They look at the numbers at SC and look at what he does here. And I don't know if he's an NBA guy or not, but he's a good basketball player. Like, he's not a bad basketball player at all. Is he NBA caliber? I don't know. Can he go overseas and play? Absolutely. And that's what a lot of these guys in summer league are. Like, they may not be NBA caliber, but they go overseas and they average 15 to 25 points a night and get paid handsomely. He may be that level of ball player, but even with that, you're still, like, pretty good at basketball. I hate when people are like, he's terrible. Not just Bronny, but just like anybody that you see on TV. Oh, he's not good at basketball. Are you crazy? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they are crazy. Yeah, they are crazy. Because, I mean, some of the takes, you know, because even someone was saying, you know, some deserving player is not in the NBA because of Bronny. I said, trust me, in the pecking order of guys who, quote, don't deserve their, who are taking jobs, he is near the very, very end of guys taking someone's job.
Did anyone get mad at the, was it two or three teams that tampered and didn't have draft picks? And because they didn't have draft picks, there were only 58 selections. Those teams kept two players from getting a job, too. Is anybody worked up about that?
Nope. Oh. No. And okay. The thing is, too, no one has pointed out this one player who missed out on being drafted just solely because of Bronny. Yeah. Like there's like 15 guys sitting somewhere in Vegas right now going, if it wasn't for him, I'd have got my name called.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I would have made it.
Oh, yeah. But LeBron and Bronny, jeez.
They'll all be Shanghai Sharks.
I told Casey yesterday, I was speechless when I saw the news about Jalen Brunson's contract. Do you think, wow, we lost Lindsay.
Yeah, wow.
Lindsay's going to the Lakers.
Oh, come on.
Hey.
Come
what
on.
What the hell?
What the hell is this? My homie Lindsay.
No, man. No,
Lindsay.
No, that ain't cool.
Hey.
That ain't cool.
That's my peoples, you know. I wrote the story. That's my peoples.
Oh, man. You influence. Tampering. Take their second round pick away.
Take Bronny away.
I didn't even see Lindsay when I was in Vegas. No, that's Duke.
Lindsay Harding has agreed to a deal to become an assistant with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm. Hey, that's Duke. That's JJ tapping into that blue devil connection. See?
I wonder if she's going to be a first row. I hope so.
I don't know. I mean, they got Nate McMillan, Scott Brooks, Greg St. Jean.
So my guess out the gate is no.
Mm. But, you know, look at the G League Kings keep sending their coaches to the big time. You know, Bobby, you know, Lindsay. You
Bobby went to the front row though.
Yeah, front row.
I hope
Lindsay might.
Is.
Lindsay
just,
might be ahead of St. Jean. No disrespect to him.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll see. But I mean, I imagine she didn't. I imagine she's not leaving Stockton to go take a similar role as she had in Sac.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think she's leaving to go. You know, be a back of the row development coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's good for her because I know the time I got to know Lindsay, wrote about her. Her passion for the game is real. She, the Kings who worked with her, they loved working with her. She's popular with the players. She connects with them. I'm happy for her, and I did not influence this decision at all. I did not say, Scott Brooks did not ask me to talk to her or anything like that.
No, I'm sure you did.
No, we're submitting for your phone records.
Absolutely.
Pal. Yep. You're
I'm sure you did something nefarious.
I'm gonna check my mentions and they're gonna be mad at me again. Look, he ain't on the cover of the team anymore. Look what he's doing. Sending people to first KC's the Laker fan, now this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shout out Lindsay, man. She's been one of my favorite people since she was at Duke.
She's good. She's legit good people.
Yep.
And y'all know in this business, there's people who pretend to be good and they really aren't. There's people who go on the camera. They're so lovable and you get away from the camera and you can't stand them. She's legit a good person. So I'm happy for her.
And she hasn't aged a single day from like the moment I met her, her senior year in high school. I don't think she's aged a single day.
Good genes.
It don't crack.
It don't crack.
Congratulations, Lindsay. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I can't believe that. The Lakers, man. Come on, man.
You sound like me when Jaylen Brown won. Like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Somebody on Twitter said, Jaylen Brown can apologize to Bronny by demanding a trade to the Lakers so he can be there to help mentor him. He's like, you want to make it up to Bronny? Go to Boston and say, get me out. I only play for the Lakers, and take back whatever they say they have to take back.
Oh, man. Congratulations, Lindsay Harding. She's headed to join J.J. Redick in Los Angeles with the Lakers. Where I was going, Jalen Brunson signs what really feels like an absolutely unprecedented deal in the fact that there was money there for him. Next year, like 1 year from now, there was significantly more money out there for him. We just saw Donovan Mitchell play out the year to get to the contract he just signed. We're witnessing that with players across the league holding off on an extension that they're eligible for because they can sign a bigger one the following year. Again, I was speechless. Were you surprised to see the deal that Jalen Brunson signed?
I was. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, but it's also a result of this CBA they agreed to. And what it's going to do now is, like it or not, he becomes the example to other teams who say to their stars, hey, you want to take that Supermax, whatever? Look what he did to help. And that thing is, there's no guarantee the Knicks will do anything with that savings. But to me, the creepier part of it is when your agent is the son of the guy negotiating. We want to talk about some nepotism types, some crazy family ties. Hey, dad, I'll negotiate. How about we work this out? And then on the back end, you can come. I mean, that's wild. That's wild.
I mean, and that's, I think that's another reason why I think that's happening. Like, he gonna get at least a $300 million deal. I don't know if he gets a $400 million deal. He getting at least a $300 million deal. People kind of forget because he's lived up to the contract. A lot of people thought that $100 million was crazy for Jalen Brunson when he signed. And they thought, like, he got that in part because his dad was there and all this other stuff and those connections and things of that nature.
And, you know, the relationship with Leon Rose. Mm-hmm. And like I said, his agent is Leon Rose's son. I mean – that is to imagine if
all money De'Aaron, in.
Imagine if De'Aaron's agent was Monty McNair's son. I mean, just think about that.
All money in.
You know, and mind you, and if Monty was only the GM because he stepped down from the agency that his son still works for. I mean, just think about how wild that whole scenario is.
Yeah.
And then the best part about it, though, were Josh Hart's tweets.
Yeah. Build him a statue.
Yeah. He said, well, he even did the Shannon Sharp, well, I'm going to pour honey on you, goat.
Okay,
well. All right, well, Santa, okay, Shannon.
Ooh, yeah, I was like, yeah. Yeah. Josh Hart.
Everybody celebrates differently.
Yeah, Josh Hart is a treasure on social media.
Some people celebrate like Chris Bosh and was it Tatum? Did Tatum have an awkward Tatum champagne had a moment?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah.
Tatum stole everyone's celebration. Yeah. Tatum like was like a meme. He was like, this was like any celebration that ever happened, he borrowed from.
He gonna put the
Tatum alone.
Tatum gonna put the American flag over his shoulder on the podium.
I mean, like, bro,
Magic Johnson, like,
and they're gonna be like, bro, you wear Nike, yeah, you don't like, have
you
to
don't
cover.
Have to do that.
It's he's okay. Like, oh, my bad. Oh, he's gonna elbow somebody like Barkley.
What'd he say? What, not anything is possible, but he said, this is awesome.
We did it.
He didn't even know what to say.
We like, did it.
He didn't want to make it too obvious. So I'm just like, man.
That's my boy, man.
Then
y'all got to stop talking about my
man
boy.
Quoted Kanye West, which is a tough, tough look.
There's a lot of tough, tough looks in quoting people now.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing social media has done is pulled back the veil from everyone's celebrities. It's like, you're like, I almost missed the days growing up where I didn't know that, like, John Stockton was, like, John Stockton.
Jeez. So who was he talking about the other day? He was talking about somebody. He said something about LeBron. He said something about LeBron.
I mean, I go through and just unfollow people. Now, just because, not because it's a personal thing, but I don't need to hear, like, Maul from Rory and Maul.
Oh, man, Maul's wildin', bro. He's had a rough 2024.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that. I'm like, it's not even personal. I don't want to see this on my timeline anymore. I don't want to hear you defending, talk about, well, COVID's like the flu, so what was the big deal?
Come on, man.
I'm just it's getting a little wild out there.
I said yesterday, I just want to watch the Cosby Show. Tempest Bledsoe and Malcolm Jamal Warner never bothered anybody.
Alvin never did anything wrong.
Alvin never did anything. Poor Alvin was working at Whole Foods. They made fun of him. And I think it was Tyler Perry was like, hey, come work for me.
Tyler Perry, and then he was on Power.
Then he was on Power, yeah, you know.
Alvin was on Power. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was Tariq's lawyer. That's right. Yeah. Well, lawyer.
You look back, you're like, wow, TV was just so simple then. We didn't know what Bill had done. We just enjoyed the show. And now it's like, man, I don't know. Like I said, I got a Max Crosby shirt. I'm like,
Max Crosby.
I'm like, man, after I made fun of all these dudes wearing Bosa, look at me. It all comes back around. As I've always said, at some point we all wear the Jordan crying face.
That's what it is, man. That's why football games on Sundays, if the Niners have a 1 o'clock game or a 5 o'clock game and say my ops lose early, I try not to say nothing because I still got to see the game go through. I don't know what's going to happen. So I tried. It all comes back around because there's been too many times when the Eagles lose at 10 o'clock and I'm talking crazy and then the Niners get beat up by somebody at 5. I'm like, oh, man.
You're like, I should have been chilling, you know.
The other aspect of that is, hey, might as well get it off while you can.
Pause.
Wow, yeah. I mean, hey.
Sir, where's the official? Man.
That was an obvious hold. They weren't looking.
Hey, you body slam somebody.
No, what do you do? You just got to throw the hat in the air over that one.
Obvious hold. Nobody, no, they weren't watching. You don't have the authority to make that call, sir.
I don't. Man,
that was
a flagrant
two. The Rams Saints pass interference and NFC Championship game.
Oh my God,
they weren't watching. Sorry,
there's a lot of people out of pocket right now. Your boy Michael Ealy is out of pocket right now.
Hey, Michael Ealy's once again. Let's ignore the fact that he did dap up Jonathan Majors, but
Yeah. No, he no.
It's whatever, though. He still did a lot.
No, yeah, don't pick up my girl, bro.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Yeah, don't pick up my
lot.
Girl.
He did a lot.
Don't
but,
set me up, and then, like I said, that was the, like, the I ain't seen you in so long, and boy, well, God, I sure do miss you.
Well, look, she kind of played into it. She kind of played
yeah,
into
I
it.
Mean, yeah.
It was mutual. It was mutual. I'm not absolving him, but it was mutual.
Them light-skinned dudes think they can get away with murder, man. That's
yeah, I know. I ain't got something right.
Joe Budden, you know. Joe Budden had me weak when they, because they ironically talked about him like 3 weeks ago, like Michael Ealy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Michael Ealy, he not getting me out of the club. And they had to mm-hmm. revisit it like, oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
See, here's the thing. Every dude knows there's some dude out there that's going to make their woman crumble, and you got to kind of accept that. You know, life. Some celebrity, whatever it is, probably hopefully opens a celebrity, not like her trainer. No. Gym. But to be there and have to watch it, and knowing that because you got cases and all, you can't even do nothing. He's got to sit there and take it like... Mm-hmm. He just really picked her up, and she really just like let her body go limp as her arm was around his neck. I mean, the car ride back must have been interesting.
Joe said, "You got to always watch out for those ones that can pull them without combing their hair."
Yeah,
got to watch out for them Ely's, the Maxwells. You just never.
Yes, it's rough out. It's rough. I mean, like I said, people are just wilding right now. I mean,
when their hair smells like fruits and berries, you're cooked.
Yeah, I said, yeah, it's wild out there in them streets. Y'all be safe. I mean, yeah, people, it's crazy out there. I'm glad I work for the New York Times because that limits what I post on social media because I don't want to lose my job.
I just, yeah, I
put the phone down this weekend.
No, I was like, hey. I was just talking about that. I ain't got nothing to tweet, man.
I'm not, because you know my phone got flooded with memes.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm like, I'm not posting any of this. No, I'm not about to get me. I got kids. I ain't about to lose my job to get these jokes off of you.
Look, I don't even know what y'all say. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Kamara was flat. Check the Kamara group text.
Cameron, you know.
I don't even know what y'all talking about. I'm just watching.
About that Jay Prince thing, you know.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm watching, man. I don't know.
I was just watching Attitude Era Raws. That's all I was doing. Yeah. I was minding my own business. Yeah.
Bobby Lashley shaving people's heads, you know.
Wasn't watching that match.
No, I'm saying. Let me just go watch.
Wasn't watching that match.
Let me go watch the MLB Network or something.
Home Run Derby was yesterday. This guy, I was like, I'm over here watching the receiver doc. I'm like, let me just get off. And then, of course, they're interviewing Max every time Devontae's on. Yeah, my brother Max. We both got the Louisville, and we both, we both had to come. We can't. I'm like, Devontae basically sees, like, I'm not. You're like, yeah, I signed off on Jimmy getting benched, oof, or I wasn't going to be a Raider. I'm like, I haven't got to that part yet.
What did he say? He said Jimmy throws a bad pass, and then he says he's going to get me killed.
He's
going to
get
here.
Me killed. Yeah, I'm going to get killed out here.
Yeah.
That was in game. Like, that wasn't like a sit down interview. Like, that was in the game on the sideline. He's like, he's going to get me killed out here.
What Kyle Shanahan did for Jimmy Garoppolo is one of the biggest miracles in the history of football.
That's facts.
That guy looks awful.
It felt like the whole first part of Devontae's part of receivers was, let me show you how much I hate Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, it starts with, we signed him and his foot was hurt. And it's like, throw me the ball. And it's like, well, you know, no, throw me the ball.
The killer is, he's on the juice.
Yeah, right?
It's on the juice.
And then for him to basically say, yeah, I said bench him or I wasn't going to be here again. It's like, wow.
How'd Jimmy Garoppolo get caught for steroids, but Randy Orton don't? Randy Orton and AJ Styles come back 35 pounds heavier. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo getting popped for steroids.
35 pounds heavier with six packs.
Man.
Like 45.
At 50.
Man.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, poor Jimmy. Yeah, man, this is.
I used to defend Jimmy. He's awful.
Oh, he's terrible.
I guess it's just all Kyle Shanahan. Because Jimmy's awful.
You know what's crazy is on the show, they didn't show any of the games Jimmy won. Like, At some point, they're 3-3. And but if you watch the show, the Raiders were 0-3, and it's all Jimmy's fault.
Mm.
Like, they don't show week one where he led the drive to beat. They skipped over anything he did well. It was like, nah, we're just going to, you know.
What games did he win? Did he win that Packers game? Was that a game he won? Where it was like 9-3 or something like that?
I'm trying to remember.
I think he won that game.
9-3?
Yeah, it was a Monday night football game.
I don't think that was a 9-3 game, but I
it was super low scoring. Like it was
Jets was a low scoring game like that on Monday night. I think with the Jets, it was low like that. But now, and that was O'Connell.
No, the Packers one was because I remember the Raiders DB I think had a crazy interception on Jordan Love in that game.
Yeah, just the framing of every player, like, you know. Yeah, I love those player produced, because I mean, it's just funny. Like, it makes you kind of like George Kittle. I think George Kittle's very likable anyway. Mm-hmm. But even how they say stuff, it's like, you know, it's like they talk about Debo. It's like, you know, Debo. Then instead of saying his girlfriend, they're like Tyshawn's mother. Like, wow. Like, this, come on, man. It's like, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm only halfway through the first episode.
They need to get Tyreek Hill on there for that part.
Oh well,
yeah, Tyreek's having a hell of a year.
That show's better than Hard Knocks. Have you seen the midseason Hard Knocks?
I haven't watched it yet. I did see the Giants stay with a terrible player.
This the preseason Hard Knocks.
Off season
Hard Knocks. Yeah, they got to do something with all that. You know, all these TV deals going on. I mean, if the NBA gets their way. What are they going to do with league pass? They're going to have games on every night.
No, that's a question. We didn't get to.
I wish you'd tell the whole story. There's more to that.
We know what's going to happen. They're going to go to 7 nights a week. They're going to give the Kings like 9 national games. They're going to be like, we've got like quadruple the coverage. Let's get like more Knicks, more Lakers, more Celtics, more Warriors. Warriors won't even be good. They won't care. We'll get 40 nights of Warrior games.
The Warriors.
Jimmy Garoppolo 40. Did beat the Packers 17-13. He
17
for,
points?
Yeah, 17-13. Ooh. He threw for 208 yards in that game. Jason.
You would never know watching receivers. Oh, you would never know.
You 208 yards.
You watch receivers, you swear Jimmy completed like 8% of his passes. They don't even show him making a completion in practice, I don't think.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I was just like, I know Jimmy. I said Mahomes and you know Peyton Manning were clearly on this, and they clearly didn't talk to Jimmy at all, because I mean, you would swear Jimmy did nothing except show up hurt and then make Devontae mad all season.
Makes for a good story.
Yeah.
Jay, we appreciate you. Jason Jones of the New York Times.
New York Times, that is. Yeah.
We appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.